Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. And on today's Take 5, I want to discuss grievances, Article 15 in general, and in the disposition or atmosphere surrounding filing grievances in Columbus, Ohio, in particularly, but everywhere else specifically. I want to ask a question. How many of you are comfortable filing grievances? How many mail handler members are comfortable having a conversation with your union rep that results in that union rep filing a grievance for you? I'll just make that question rhetorical. Listen, when it comes to filing grievances, you know, I'm not going to discuss the whole grievance procedure in this short 5 minutes. I want to zero right in on step twos. Once that step two is received, whether it be by that date stamp, whether it be by initials from someone, 7 days is all management has. That's the time management has to have a meeting with you. At a step two, they don't get 8, 9, 10, 11 days. I tried to explain this to my local sometime in the past, and it wasn't really received, or maybe the manner in which I tried to explain it. Yeah, we'll go with that. But listen, stewards, once that step one is stamped and received, that step two is now step two, and management has been put on notice. 7 days, it's all they have to have that meeting with you, no longer than seven. On the seventh day, if they have not had that meeting, you ought to take that grievance and send it to step three as failed to meet. Now, let me tell you something. I know that seems hard. I know that seems aggressive because you're trying to build a camaraderie with management. Not necessary. You want to have a good rapport. Camaraderie, not necessary. So if you began to send all those step twos to step three as failed to meet, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to agitate that step three postal person, and they're going to make a phone call. They'll probably ask to speak to that labor rep, not on speakerphone, and they're going to have a conversation with them. That labor rep is going to be in their feelings, a little pissed off, but nonetheless, watch how your 7-day compliance period from the day the step two was received till the day you had the meeting, watch how that greatly improves. Now, never mind upsetting management because you're forwarding all these step twos, untimely grievances, and you got to get past that. I'm talking contract right now, and don't think you have to give management additional time. Now, let me say this to you. They can request an extension, but that's a request. That's not a demand. So if you choose to do that, then so be it. But you still document that you're holding them accountable to a timeline. That simple move, I guarantee you, will increase management's awareness to step two decision dates. It will also let that labor rep know that, yes, we can be cordial, but we still have a job to do. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, and this has been Take 5. A president with presence will lead a local that has a vision. And that vision is going to transform into the branch presidents and into the stewards. And what we're going to create is an atmosphere of members being proud to be in Local 304. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and I am present.